Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Chris McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019. I got you for another 3 hours as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Fleegs on the other side, and we are coming off a miserable weekend for both teams. Both of our teams had an absolutely atrocious weekend as the Mets get swept by the Tampa Bay Rays, the New York Yankees obviously swept by the Boston Red Sox, and we'll start there because it was a hideous, ugly, disgusting brand of baseball from the New York Yankees in every way. Last series against the Red Sox last weekend, they couldn't get the Red Sox out to save their lives. Couldn't get an out. This weekend, couldn't get a hit. They've been absolutely embarrassed by the Boston Red Sox over the first two series of this season matchup. And this one in particular was just ugly with the base running mistakes, not knowing how many strikes from Dominguez. You know, Volpe getting thrown out at third in extra innings. The offense completely dormant after only scoring one run against in the finale of the Kansas City win to come into this series. The first time in 103 years at playing at Fenway Park for the New York Yankees, the first time ever to only score four runs in a three-game set against the Boston Red Sox in Fenway. It was an embarrassment. Judge completely shut down, 1-for-12 with 9 strikeouts, just a hit, besides the home run, which was incredible Friday night. I got a chance to talk about it on Saturday. But other than that, I mean, you go up and down. Miserable at-bats, bad defense, terrible on the base paths. A lot of the stuff that has caused the fan base and obviously the failures of this team over the last couple years, and a lot of people want to scream about Aaron Boone, a lot of the stuff that has been addressed throughout this year. You heard it. The New York Yankees, if you're watching the game, you heard Joe Girardi talk about it. They are, heading into this series, the best team, the least amount of outs on the base paths. They have been a far better defensive team with the additions of Bellinger and Goldschmidt. They have answered a lot of those questions. They have been a more complete team, a more well-rounded team, a less mistake-prone team than they have been in the last couple of years because they addressed it with the team. They became more athletic. They steal bases better. They've been one of the better teams in baseball going first to third and taking the extra base. They have been better. But we can't deny it. We can't ignore it. In the two biggest high-profile, whether we call them important or not, the two biggest high-profile series and teams that the New York Yankees have played all year, besides the Mets, and we'll dismiss it because they won, and I hate when they do that, but even I'll do it for a minute here. We'll dismiss the Subway Series because that was as high-profile as it gets, and they won that series. But you talk about their enemies, quote-unquote, and a lot has been made over the debate on who the biggest rival is. But it's the Red Sox and quite clearly after the World Series last year, the Dodgers. And without exception, the three series, the two against the Red Sox and the one against the Dodgers, the Yankees have played their worst brand of baseball bar none. Now, again, they've beaten good teams, the Padres, the Mets. I think it's a little overblown, this idea of the American League, and I think the Mets just found that out. But there's no doubt in the two biggest high-profile series, Dodgers, Red Sox, despite the Red Sox just getting to 500, they have played their worst brand of baseball, and it's not close. And it was a hideous, ugly weekend. And we'll go through it all here on the Fan at 888-808-1019. But the funny thing to me is, at the end of the series last weekend, I came on the radio Monday, and I talked about as frustrated as I was with the play, as ugly as that series was and how the bullpen, every pitcher that Boone brought in got absolutely clobbered. They couldn't get the Red Sox out to save their lives in that series, and it was tough to lose 2 out of 3 after winning the first game of the series. I came on and said, the thing that bothers me most is not the Yankees' play. Because I feel confident that this is a good group, this is a good team, the offense has been good, they scored tons of runs in that series. The bullpen is damaged right now without Weaver. Our first real bad start of Carlos Rodon in a month and a half, maybe 2 months. Like, I was willing to just say, hey, the Yankees didn't play well, lost 2 out of 3 at home, don't want to see it, but not that bad. The problem was they were breathing life into the Boston Red Sox. That was my main complaint last Monday. A week ago today, I was complaining that a dormant Red Sox team that was playing terrible baseball, leading Major League Baseball in errors, a young group with all these young players who haven't really hit the ground running, struggling, pitching-wise, struggling, offensive-wise, striking out a ton, floundering in this American League East. And they come into Yankee Stadium, they take 2 of 3, they go on to take 2 of 3 in the next series against the Rays. And then today, as I was sitting there, 4:30, 4 o'clock on a Father's Day, and I'm sitting and I'm like, man, the Red Sox just got freaking hot. The Red Sox have now won 5 straight games against the Yankees. Their starting pitching completely gave up 1 run, and that 1 run was off Crochet in the 9th inning. Mets and Dodgers. The Red Sox starting pitching had absolutely dominated. They'd won 5 games in a row. They won the series in between. You're talking about a Red Sox team now that all of us, myself included, heading into the season, deemed them to be the biggest competition for the New York Yankees in this season, in the American League, arguably, and certainly in the division. That's how I felt. And I felt like, damn it, this was an opportunity, and I knew it. They played poorly last weekend, and the Red Sox have gotten hot. They just kicked the tar out of the New York Yankees, embarrassed them, brought out the worst brand of baseball they could possibly play. And we're all licking our wounds, getting ready to come home against the Anaheim Angels. And I'm worried about the Red Sox taking off. And then the Red Sox completely kill themselves. Oh, my God, what idiots. I feel so much better now. What absolute dopes as the news broke that Rafael Devers got traded to the San Francisco Giants. Can you imagine that I was actually arguing with fans? And please call me up if you feel the same way. Call me up at 888-808-1019. I've been arguing with fans all week. Prominent voices in Yankee Twitter land talking about, I'd rather be the Red Sox. I know we dog the Red Sox. I know we laugh about them being in last place, but they've won more championships since 2004, going back 20 years now. Oh, they've won more championships. I'd rather be the Red Sox. I'd rather be the Red Sox. You'd rather be the Red Sox? Yes. If you are a fan basing it solely on the championships of the last 20 years, of course they've won more championships. How could I quibble with more? More is more. But as I watch this franchise right now and say whatever you want about Hal Steinbrenner, about Brian Cashman, about any of them, the New York Yankees don't trade their stars, and the New York Yankees do not give up on seasons and make no qualms about it. That's exactly what the Boston Red Sox just did. You do not trade your superstars. They just did it with Betts. It's been an absolute joke. Verdugo was to the point where they felt they had to get rid of him so bad they traded him to the Yankees. He was terrible. Jeter Downs, what'd he play? 10 games for the Red Sox? They traded away Mookie Betts, a Hall of Famer, a homegrown Hall of Famer. And he's a bowler. A homegrown Hall of Famer they traded away to the Los Angeles Dodgers to watch him win 2 championships and watch what you got in return be absolute dog crap. And you do the same thing with Rafael Devers and you trade away a homegrown player mid-season in June? You don't even take it to the deadline and try and drum up some sort of market for him? You don't wait until the offseason? And that's what I don't understand. Like, what? This is punt. This is giving up on a season. We complain that the Yankees punt on lineups on games against the Royals in June. We complain that the Yankees give up games and don't have the urgency of the 162. The Boston Red Sox right now, have won 5 straight games against the New York Yankees. They have won 7 of their last 8 games. They just eclipsed the 500 mark. They are a half a game out of the American League wild card. And I might make some quips back at Met fans who want to dog the American League, but we all know it's weak. They're a half a game out in a down American League after they just proved that they can handle what I deem to be and many deem to be. I know the Tigers are having a great year, but they can handle the best team in the American League. If they get into the playoffs, who knows what the Boston Red Sox are capable of? And in that situation, they trade a player that they deem their future just a few years ago when they traded Mookie Betts. They moved on from Xander Bogaerts. They picked, I know it's not this GM, but the Boston Red Sox and this ownership picked this guy to be their franchise leader. They targeted him to be the leader of this group, to be their flagship player, to be the guy they pay the big money to and stick with and build around. And they trade him in June for 2 pitchers who have Jordan Hicks, who's a reliever turned starter, who's pitching to a 5-plus ERA. Kyle Harrison, a left-handed pitcher, who the Boston Red Sox have already sent to the minor leagues or will send to the minor leagues.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
And he's not having a great year, but okay, there's some promise there. James Tibbs. It's almost like even when I don't do the Knicks, I have to mention Tibbs in the open. James Tibbs, I'm destined to mention Tibbs in every open for 2 weeks. James Tibbs, the first round pick of this year, is 23 years old in A-ball. And Jose Bello, another right-handed pitcher. Like, that's what they got. And yes, they gave the San Francisco Giants are eating up all the money. This is an embarrassment. If I were a Boston Red Sox fan, I would be beside myself on what my team just did. Here's a couple of reasons why. I understand that he didn't want to give up his glove. He didn't want to acquiesce third base when they went out and signed Bregman, who's a Gold Glove caliber third baseman, and that does make the team better. I don't think there's any doubt. Moving him to DH and putting Bregman third makes the team better. And for whatever reason, whether it's because he didn't feel the communication was good, because he was made promises by, and I love the, oh, well, it was a different GM. Alex Cora, you were there when he made those promises. The owners were there when he made those promises. He was unaware that it, like, promises are only kept if the exact same people are in the exact same positions. But he was made promises. Whatever the case, you'd love for him to be the kind of guy who say, of course. Mookie Betts does it. Judge moves to center. There are stars who are doing, you know, Bryce Harper moves to first. There are stars who are willing to do whatever it takes to win. I don't know the dynamics of it completely. I think we all kind of gave a head tilt when he said, no, I'm a third baseman. And then, of course, they deal with the injury at first base to Cassis. And they ask him to take first base. And he says, no, I'm not just picking up a glove and learning how to play first base. I don't want to embarrass myself. All right. Disappointed in Rafael Devers. There is no doubt. But here's the other thing. He's under contract for the next 8 years. In 8 years, a guy you made this kind of commitment to, you can't find a way to fix a relationship, even if it never gets fixed this season. Even if he's an unhappy, by the way, leading the American League in RBIs, one of the top 10 pure hitters in this game, a guy who, from a New York Yankees perspective, thank you very much sending him to the West Coast in the National League and to a team that the Yankees have already played this year. Thank you very much. This is a top 10 hitter in this game. He is an absolute beast. He is an RBI machine. He leads the American League in RBIs. He is an incredible force in the middle of the lineup. You have him under contract for 8 years. You're telling me there's no way that you could possibly fix or mend a relationship with this great player over the next couple of years? That he had to go right now because he was bitter to start the year, just as they're turning their season around? Just as they're getting back into the American League playoff picture? Just as they make a statement against the perceived best team in the American League, New York Yankees, their bitter rival? This is when, out of nowhere, you decide to move him for this return? You don't at least put him on the market and like Buster only says that they weren't really shopping him. Now I've seen reports too that other teams have checked in, so I don't know what the extent is, but you have at the very least create a market for this guy. And I heard Lori say it. I've been saying it forever. I don't move players like this. At the deadline is reserved. Unless, like, there's the odd Juan Soto's where the contract's coming. It's his free agency is coming, and clearly he's not going to stay. You've offered him big money. All right, then there are moves like that every once in a while. But for the most part, the trade deadline is reserved for veteran players at the end of a contract, or, you know, you're trying to, you know, get some pieces, help a team, you trade for a guy that you might, you know, is on a short-term deal. Those are the, you get picks. Like, those are the kind of deals made at the deadline. I don't make team-changing, culture-changing, like, core of my group-changing moves in June. It's a disastrous, hideous decision from the Boston Red Sox. And it's laughable coming off of this weekend. I cannot believe what they did. I cannot believe it. And we're going to get to all the mistakes the Yankees made. And I know it scratched all of the right itches for the Yankee haters and everything that's gone on in the World Series in years prior. I understand it. And we'll get to it. And it was ugly. And I'm sick about it. We move on. come home for some home cooking. They're still four games up in the loss column in first place. It is not the end of the Yankee season, nor is it some proof that they can't beat good teams or they can't win in the postseason or anything else you want to say other than they played some ugly baseball, and it's fair to point out that against the Dodgers and the Red Sox, you could argue at the moment they're clearly biggest rival in the Red Sox and the team that embarrassed them in the eyes of many in the World Series. That's when they've decided to play their worst baseball. That is fair. That is true. That is troubling. But I can't help today, and I know I'm the shill. I know. But all the problems and screaming we have about Hal, who doesn't go out and make that one final move, or, you know, isn't willing to go above and beyond, and he worries about the luxury tax when he shouldn't. All fair criticisms. Or we talk about Brian Cashman and his inability to bring a championship and the Donaldson trade and all these different things, fine. Or Aaron Boone and the, you know, he loves the players and this and that. But the Boston Red Sox have one of the top 10 hitters in Major League Baseball. He is a homegrown player that they gave a 10-year contract to. And this manager, this front office, and this ownership are all partly to blame, as well as him. The manager couldn't figure out a way to make it work inside the clubhouse. The GM is on some sort of spiteful revenge type move because he asked the player to do something and the player told him no. And the owner is now more concerned about his soccer team or whatever else is going on because he hasn't put money into the Boston Red Sox for how long. And now that they have these young players emerging along with a superstar that, yes, has had some issues with the organization and the team, they just swept the Yankees. They're a half a game out of the lousy American League wildcard race. And I'll tell you right here, as I watch the teams, they could be as dangerous as anyone if they get in. And this is when you decide you have to move this guy. You've got forever to trade this dude. Forever. So yes, the Yankee shill, it's my brand. Let me give you a little bit of branding. Thank God the New York Yankees aren't the Boston Red Sox. Thank God that Hal Steinbrenner would never trade a superstar, a homegrown superstar, that would never punt on a season with this close to getting into the postseason and giving themselves a chance for a championship. It's embarrassing what the Boston Red Sox just did. Embarrassing. And yes, the Yankees' play was embarrassing as well. I heard a lot of people, I'd rather be the Red Sox. You'd rather be the Red Sox? I appreciate they've won championships. They've had a tendency, especially in 13 and 18, of having the one good year and capping it off. And I would trade those for a bunch of good years. I totally agree. But around those years, they've been terrible. When they're good, they pop up and win the whole damn thing. I can't argue with it, can't quibble with it. But this franchise for a while now has embarrassed itself trading away homegrown superstars for nothing. And the dichotomy of what a Red Sox fan must have been feeling today as he felt like his season just got started, only to find out it just ended, would drive me crazy to no end. 888-808-1019. Let's take some calls right out of the open because I cannot believe what happened today. Let's go to John in San Francisco. What's up, John?
Mr. McMonagle, thanks for I'm devastated. I'm a Red Sox fan.
How could you not be?
I don't get this at all. Like, you know, we're still not over the Mookie Betts trade where we got nothing. And here we are again. And I'm, you know, reading up on the players who we, and it's, and I remember years ago, Tony La Russa, I can't remember which team he was with, but he had a bunch of, you know, superstars with big egos, and they were wacko and hard to manage. And some reporter said to him, you know, you've got the job, I mean, you know, how do you deal with them? And he said, that's the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job of managing someone like Rafael Devers. Yeah, he doesn't want to move. But what ownership just gets pissed off and wants to power play him, so they trade him for nothing? So my question to you is, and I'll take your answer, your thoughts off you, but what is happening with the ownership of the Red Sox that they're just like, no, we're going to get rid of you and get nothing for you?
Yeah, I can't tell you. I could tell you that they're pleased to get his contract off the books. And now they're going to spin this in two different ways. And you've already heard it being spun. They are spinning it in the direction of now it opens them up financially to do a whole bunch of different things, right? They can go get Tucker, and he's an imperfect player for this contract, right? He's young. This contract takes him through his prime years. It's not like some of these other deals that take players into their 40s or late 30s, early 40s. Like he's going to be playing till he's 37, which is the tail end of the prime. I'm not saying I expect every year of the contract to be great, but I mean, he's got a better chance than some. Judge goes till 40. Even Juan Soto's now going to go till 40, 41. His contract ends at 37. Yes, he's kind of already a DH. You could put him back at third at some point, but not a great defensive player. You could transition him to first base. I do think he would be more open to it if you had an offseason of talking to him and working it out and having him work at first base. He doesn't want to embarrass himself by just picking up a first baseman's glove and throwing him out there. So I do think there was a way to fix this relationship, but they're going to sell you on, now we can go get Tucker. Now we can go get this. Now we can go get that. And then the other thing, clearly, that's already been out there, and they're going to push this narrative of he doesn't care about winning, that he cares more about himself than he does the team, and he doesn't care about winning, and you can't have players like that in your clubhouse. You can't have players that are rubbing off on the young. They have a very young team. You're hearing this too. Very young team with a lot of impressionable young kids, and the leader of the team doesn't want to move positions to help the team win. And that's a bad message to send to the young players, and he doesn't care about winning. That's the type of guy he is, and you can't have that being your guy, your leader. They got all his money off the books, and now they're open to do all kinds of great things. Okay. Good. The guy is an assassin. The guy is a killer. He is an incredible hitter. I understand it's probably a DH for the rest of his career. Was it $27 million a year? Right? Something like that. It's not the most hideous contract I've ever heard. Yeah, I mean, like, and it's not like the Boston Red Sox are unfamiliar with a designated left-handed hitter impacting games and impacting championships. I mean, they have the greatest of all time to look back in the organization. I don't know what the owner is thinking. I honestly don't know. But he did come. I think they were in Kansas City. He flew down to Kansas City or over to Kansas City or up from wherever he was. I don't know. But he flew to Kansas City and apparently had some kind of heart-to-heart or discussion with Devers, and he didn't get the, it's okay, I understand. I'll play first base. I'm sorry. I was just frustrated. He didn't get the answers he was looking for. He got more of like, hey, you made promises to me. Now you're breaking them and I'm supposed to dance for you? Like, he didn't want to do it. But my point is, you have years to fix this relationship. And right now, there is no rush to move this guy. You have to do it. You can't win with the guy. Newsflash, you just won, what, 7 of 8? You just won 5 straight against the New York Yankees. You're a half a game out of the playoffs with a dangerous team. You got Bregman coming back. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's asinine. I don't care. You could try and call me up and convince me this makes sense. You can even call me. I won't even disagree with you necessarily on the premise that eventually he had to go. Even if I buy into that, I don't know if I do. In fact, I don't think I do. But even if you tried to sell me on the guy has to go, he has to go on June 16th in the middle of this season? When you have him for 8 more years, he has to go now? The first team you found that would take the entire contract, you had to move him and give up on this year? It's asinine. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. And I just find the dichotomy of the moment of after the game, Yankee fans at their lowest for this season, and they go far too low for my opinion. We've gone over that. It's a frustrating loss, a frustrating series. But the idea the Red Sox are on the rise, the Yankees are on the decline. They just got swept in embarrassing fashion at Fenway Park. All of the troubles that have hampered them the last couple of years rear their ugly head for really the first time all year. And we're sitting here going, what about this team? What about this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they'd rather be the Red Sox. And then they turn around and just absolutely embarrass themselves. And so many people tell me they'd rather be the Red Sox. You can count on the Yankees. If they're a half a game out, they're not punting. If they're half a game out, they're going for it. They're not selling at the deadline, they're adding. And they'll never, ever, ever let you fall in love with a homegrown player, give him an enormous contract and hold him up as the building piece for the franchise and then move him. That won't happen with the New York Yankees. And to just throw in the Mets, it wouldn't happen with Steve Cohen either. It wouldn't happen with a well-run, smart organization, because that's not how you do business. 888-808-1019. So a lot about Devers. Obviously, the Yankees played terribly. The Mets, for the first time, McGill and then Canning, who really has had one good start against the Dodgers, one great start, to be fair, against the Dodgers, mixed in with a little bit of a decline over the last four or five starts. Is there real concern inside this Met rotation? Obviously, Clay Holmes still very good on Friday night, but didn't feel great coming off of the Colorado start, limited to 85 pitches. Is there a concern there for a reliever transitioning into a starter with the amount of innings and traction on his arm? The offense continues to struggle with runners in scoring position. They have an ugly night Friday night where the Rays did everything they could to try and give them the game, and they still couldn't take it, and then they get absolutely demolished on Father's Day, 9-0. An ugly weekend for the Mets as they're about to go take on the Braves and Phils. So a little bit of baseball to start. Obviously, the Devers thing is a crazy, just shocking, I don't know if it's quite Luka Doncic, try, because just the NBA and how important superstars are to any team, but just an unbelievable, out of nowhere, terrible timing, disastrous trade for the Boston Red Sox. And as a Yankee fan, thank you. Thank you for helping me save my Father's Day, because I thought I was going to be furious this morning. I thought I was going to be sick to my stomach. I thought I was going to be really pissed off, fighting off a bunch of Yankee fans who want to tell me the season's over. And instead, I get to laugh at the Boston Red Sox. That's right, laugh. Because if you think these three games are more important than that trade that followed after, you're crazy.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.